really excited about this airport biomass heating project. That's why you're all here, I hope. If not, your plane just left.
Ketchikan Gateway Borough Mayor David Landis followed the first rule of speech making by starting with a joke. But then he quickly focused on the bottom line.
This new biomass boiler system replaces a unit that was oil-fired, and it was 43 years old, and it was very costly to maintain. These heating costs for this unit will be reduced by about 40%, we expect.
And the best part about the project is that it was almost entirely grant-funded. With the help of state and federal grants, Landis says the borough's cost for the nearly $1 million project was about $50,000. The airport's new boiler room also is really, really clean.
God, you could do surgery in here.
Well, maybe it's not quite that clean, but the former fish storage building next to the airport terminal is bright, freshly painted, and toasty warm, appropriate for a boiler room. Unlike other boiler rooms, though, this one needs to remain visually appealing because it's going to be an ambassador of sorts. A large window at the front of the building will allow anyone coming through Ketchikan's airport to see the biomass system, and an informational sign will let the visiting public know what it is and why it's important. So, why is it important?
We're just so proud of this project because it's an example of how you can create a regional economy.
Devani Plintovich is program manager for biomass and heat recovery with Alaska Energy Authority. That was the primary funder of the airport's new boiler.
You know, we have local pellets that are supplying a very high-profile project, you know, with the airport. People are going to be able to see this as they're traveling through the city, and maybe we can, you know, expand biomass even more in the state.
Bob Deering is the region's renewable energy coordinator for the U.S. Forest Service, which also helped get the airport project going. He says Ketchikan is a leader statewide in biomass.
You guys are pretty much the only ones that have your own fuel refinery, a pellet mill in the state. You've got a forest products mindset here of utilizing forest products in Alaska. You have more biomass boilers than any other community in the state, I believe. You've got the federal building, you've got the library, you've got, you know, this flagship project you have here.
Deering also notes that wood fuel is considered environmentally clean. The pellets provided by Ketchikan-based Tongass Forest Enterprises are made from wood waste. Deering says wood is a plentiful carbon-neutral heat source, and the ash created from burning pellets could be used in a garden. And he says spilling this fuel is not a big deal.
I've spent a lot of my career cleaning up fuel spills. It's expensive. If you guys have a fuel spill here, you're going to use a dustpan to clean up your fuel spill.
The airport project is the first of two biomass conversions that the Ketchikan Gateway Borough started working on a few years ago. The other one will be at Ketchikan High School. Plintovich says that project has been recommended for Alaska Energy Authority grant funding, but considering the state budget crunch, the money isn't there right now.
But it is a very, very solid project, and we need to figure out how we can get it to move forward.
And when it does happen, you can be sure there will be a ribbon to cut.
Okay. There we go. Okay. One, two, three. That's a sharp scissors.
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.